Oh yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, like.
Then the banter will start again.
Oh okay.
Is that what it says? You're gonna be like 30 minutes late now.
It just because he got all quiet because I picked on him a little bit.
I mean, he had it coming.
I haven't decided if I'm pouting yet, so then I have to get up.
Well, if you're going to pout, you need to let me know, because I just already started it. It is 9:14 p.m. in the Mid-South area. This is Monica with Unradio Radio coming to you live from the Koi Lounge. And I have two of the biggest geeks that I absolutely love. And my friend Autumn is also here. Say hi, Autumn.
Hi.
Yeah, we go way back. She has nothing to do with Pokemon. She's just observing the madness.
Trust me, there's
going
to be plenty to observe.
Wait, who's that? That's right. We also have Cody Sagoni.
Hello.
And special guest tonight, I guess. I'm just kidding.
Man, I might
pout. I'm just kidding.
Go cry in that corner.
I'm so kidding, Paul. It's Paul Thompson of Paul's Maps. Yes, because like if you used a Pokemon map back before...
Back before they dismantled that,
you either used USA Maps, which was someone here locally. Yeah, no.
Was it someone locally?
Okay.
One of our local players.
Okay, you guys already know not to listen to me. This is why Cody has been on, but yeah. So,
hi, everybody.
Yeah, so Paul is with us, and he has joined us tonight because there has been...
Massive
update. Man, it's like, I feel, because I was like, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. They just keep toying with us. Just whatever, you guys.
Maybe they're still toying with us. Maybe it's a very cruel joke.
I would laugh if that was actually the case. That would be a cruel summer.
Like a late maybe. April Fool's joke?
Rage quit, smash phone. Just dad.
That would definitely be a cruel summer. See, it's not as funny when I have to wait. Anyway.
So, we had a massive update, but we're going to start with the one thing about it that I haven't really seen anyone talking about, and that is the new reputation part of the update. Now the update has started to roll out into the App Store and the Google Play Store, but it has not been forced, so you're not going to see any of it yet.
Yeah, because it's not on my phone. After they said, go update, they just told me, go update, and I go, and it's not there.
I am expecting this forced update to be Friday. That will be after the Water Festival ends.
And that will be 2 days from the day you updated. That's how it happens for me. I get it 2 days later, and then it tells me it was from 2 days ago, and I checked it.
Yay,
and y'all were my witnesses. I made them. Look.
She did. She checked.
Right? I did. So go ahead.
You might have missed it, but...
No.
Did you miss it?
No. I actually missed your face. Anyway, when I tried to slap it. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Cody.
All right. So, the reputation... that I touched on, this is basically another way of Niantic making steps to discourage spoofing or botting, because now if there are enough reports that come in to Niantic about a specific player suspected of spoofing, they'll be denoted whenever they're on your friends list, which I'll get into later as to what exactly that is.
Oh my god, so is this really like a back way? Is this like it's got a two objective thing?
I believe.
Are they using us to find spoofers?
Yes and no. If you recall, the last major update that came, which was with the quest, that is when the biggest bandwave in spoofing has happened with the game, because there is a hidden security update that disabled the maps and basically caught people spoofing. And if they kept on doing it, instead of just getting what was called a red warning or a shadow ban,
they got
a permanent ban.
Yeah,
they kept doing it.
Dude around the corner here, Robert. Shout out to Robert. He's a red team. And, we finally ran into each other. The Timmy Chu person that was helping, would get the... I told you somebody was Valor around here and had to be close. Yeah, finally ran into him. And, like, it's so cool when you run into to Pokemon players and stuff that you've been helping, all you see is their username, but you finally get to meet them, it is really cool. So anyway, but and he lives right over here.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, which is why those gyms, but hey, I'm not complaining.
I mean, how can you?
He's got it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're not complaining.
Exactly, and you know what? I just explained all of that.
Yeah, where was this guy?
But he was banned because his son was using a third-party app and he didn't know it. So I was like, is that similar to spoofing? Because I know what third-party apps are, but I didn't know that if that's what spoofers were using, because I didn't know much about spoofing.
Most people who got banned were using a hacked version of the app produced in Japan that literally allowed you to use a joystick to drag yourself around, change your location, you know, all sorts of enhancements and stuff.
Basically, you could go anywhere you wanted from the comforts of your couch instead of actually going out and playing.
Well, okay, I like getting out and playing and all that jazz, but that doesn't sound so bad at night. Like, when I'm not done playing, or I want to play a little bit longer, but I can't necessarily... Well, I leave. Everybody knows I leave anyway.
I tried to spoof once, Monica.
You did?
Yeah, I was in a car next to a park and it was cold, so me and my friend tried to spoof so we could not have to get out of the car to take a gym and raid. But funny thing, we can run... This is my friend who helped me run the maps in New Jersey. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, but, hi Chris.
Green Arrow Chris. But basically, we could run maps and 1,000 square miles of maps, yet we couldn't figure out how to spoof to the park next to our car.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Way to go,
but I
buddy.
Feel better now, because about 2 months later, they did the whole big spoofer ban thing. And if I had gotten banned because one time I spoofed 100 feet to the park next door, I'd have been pretty pissed.
Yeah,
actually, so
I understand.
I felt
that.
Better about
and
that.
And hey, actually. High fives, Chris. Yep. At least y'all tried 150 feet.
Failed.
But you could do miles and miles, but you couldn't do 150 feet.
Yeah, well, we can't spoof.
Anyway, so basically this seems almost like a twofer from Niantic, and they're using us. But also with what you were saying about the bot, people coming, look, that's when I started noticing more usernames I'd never seen before. And all of a sudden, a lot of more players.
Yeah, because
they were forced off the goddamn couch now.
Were forced off of the couch, and wherever they were spoofing, and they had to play wherever they lived.
Well, and to be fair, most of them had to just get new accounts if they were really properly spoofing, because they got six-month bans.
Right.
Yep. Massive bans.
Yeah, and Robert Lang, like I said he hadn't played in a while, because he was excited. He had no idea. He'd been banned for the past 6 months. He had no idea about field research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like a brand new game. So I was like, well, look, it really wasn't a bad thing. You got to take a break, which, you know, we probably all need.
Yep.
We all need to put our phones down from time to time. And I mean us Pokemon Go players.
I reintroduced a kid over the weekend to Pokemon Go who hadn't played for a year. He'd never successfully raided.
Wow.
It was amazing. So we raided a Wilmer.
But
Mel was there. So.
You could have at least given him a mid-champ.
Well, but my daughter wanted to go home, and, you know, I was going to get in trouble if I didn't. Wilmer!
Excuses.
No, we girls, we tend to do stuff like that. Like, and moving on.
Okay, let's move on.
Where were you?
What are we talking about? Friends!
Yes. All right,
so basically, spoofers and bots will be denoted on your friends list, and what that is, this is basically an import from the main games. This is basically the new features have been in the main games, like the main series games, basically since Gen 4, when Wi-Fi connection was enabled with the main games. So basically, your friends list, you can have a maximum of 200, which is pretty good to start off with, but I can see, especially the Pokemon Go YouTubers having a very hard time with that limit, because they'll want to be helping their viewers with stuff like legendaries and regionals and things like that.
That's what they tend to do. I did watch some of them in the beginning before I knew that you really, because, you know, I don't have 20 friends that play this game. So I was like, there's got to be a way.
I don't have 200 friends that play this game. 20, and I have a lot of...
You know, 20. You had to, like, to get a legendary.
Well, yes, but because you're in two communities and separate parts of the country.
We have a lot of friends around here. I bet you know 200 people who play this game around here. Who would I be your friend, Cody?
And I said 20. Because I had to raid.
20, 200, I mean, same difference.
Just a zero.
But anyhow, you can have 200 friends on your friend list, and a way to add someone to your friend list Once this update fully goes live, you will have a what is called a friend code, and all you have to do is give that person your friend code. They give you their friend code, and once you add each other, boom, you're friends in the game.
Sweet.
And you're able to monitor latest You're able to monitor latest activities, which can range from maybe the last Pokemon caught to whatever the last action was. Maybe it was a day ago. Maybe it was a minute ago. You don't know, but it'll tell you. So you can tell.
It's already like a whole lot of stuff.
So
it's very complicated, actually.
So you can tell if someone says, like, no, I haven't raided yet today, you can actually see if they're actually telling the truth.
Oh my goodness! Sounds like all kinds of spy.
Because
shit.
If their last action was a raid, it'll show you.
So like, apparently, we're gonna have more trauma in the game now.
This raid boss, and it's like, why are you were raiding earlier? Why didn't you tell me? But
I can't believe that I didn't see because I didn't realize. But I mean, I knew you'd do the research, so yeah. I knew they would. I mean, I've been busy today. I've been real busy.
I think we've all been busy to a certain extent.
Well, yeah. What else about this friendship? I mean, I'm almost afraid to ask. Can you start, like, liking photos of puppies and stuff? What's happening?
There are fortunately no photos of puppies in the whole thing.
Darn.
There are, however, 4 levels of friendship that you can have.
Yes.
4 levels.
You gotta work yourself up.
Yeah, you have to work yourself up through various actions in the game, and this ranges from raiding with that person to battling a gym with that person, or just gifting them an item.
I've been waiting for.
But you can't gift them any item, can you, Cody?
It's not any item of your choosing. Basically, what will happen is as you spin Pokestops, you will have sometimes you will have basically a gift pop out of the Pokestop. You are able to give this to a friend on your friend list.
Oh my goodness.
And it will contain any items that come from a regular Pokestop, so it could be revives, it could be potions, it could be Pokeballs.
Okay, well, this is kind of exciting.
It can be a special egg.
However, before we get to the really cool part, I do want to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. If you're thinking there will be TMs or raid passes or things like that, yeah, there's not going to be any of those in these gift items because, well, I mean, then people would raid less because then what would be the point of raiding when you can get items a normal, semi-reliable way that you can usually only get from raiding.
So they're going to keep them to the raid.
Yep, so stuff like rare candies, TMs, golden raspberries, raid passes.
Don't expect those in gifts.
Yeah, they're not going to be in gifts.
Then what the hell? Is you going to send some special ointment like in the Hunger Games?
Not quite. Although that would be hilarious.
I would love that. I was getting excited about it.
But the special thing you can get is a new 7-kilometer egg. And these will feature
what?
Alolan Pokemon.
What color is the egg?
We don't know.
God damn it. What? You know, Niantic always does. See, let me say something.
There's yellow, there's purple, there's green. So I would expect red or blue because
I'm going blue.
I'm going to go brown speckled.
What they could do, and I think this would be really cool, if they made it the color of the team the person you're gifting it to is on, or whoever gets it is their team's color. So, like, for example, if I were to give Monica... So, for example, if I gave Monica a gift and it happened to be a 7-kilometer egg, it would be blue because I'm Mystic.
But there's already a yellow egg.
I don't want your Mystic.
Orange. Oh, it's orange.
Yeah, they could just reclassify 5K egg to orange eggs. So, Instinct to, like, have yellow eggs. So, they'll take 7 kilometers to hatch. They'll be Alolan Pokemon that apparently cannot be attained any other way.
Oh, cool.
Those
are always fun because, like, then,
good luck getting them, yes.
Then it takes forever and ever and ever and ever, yeah. And if they have an evolution or are these, like, some fully evolved thing.
Yep, so odds are if they're treated like normal eggs are, it'll be the base form of the Pokemon, and base form Alolan Pokemon are Rattata, Vulpix, Sandshrew, Meowth, and Grimer. Those are the 5 that have base forms.
Okay.
So I'm assuming those 5 will be the ones within this egg pool.
Yeah, because like that stuff came out and all we got is the giant executor that doesn't really have a head.
He was a sneak preview, I think.
See, but that's not what they said. They didn't say we're going to give you a sneak preview. They said these are coming, and they got us excited with a thousand of them everywhere.
Yeah, they said they were coming out in the coming weeks, so basically they brought us a little executor. This is giving us access to most of the restaurants.
They sufficed us. They sufficed us.
They pretty much sufficed us.
They just say, here, Pokemon junkies.
Yeah, have fun.
Go fetch this bag. No, I'm not kidding. I'm gonna compare it to that.
But yes, gifting items.
I really can't wait though.
Yes, gifting these items will slowly increase your level of friendship whoever it is you gift to. Now you can only give one gift per day per friend.
It sounds so much like the Facebook games, like the Frontier thing and the farming one. Got it? Come on, y'all didn't. Yeah. No, just me.
No.
You did, girl. Please. Well, thank you. I'm not the only one that grew blueberries here. All right. Yeah. Sorry, Cody. Let's go.
All right. So basically, this ties into friendship level, and as Paul mentioned earlier, there are four levels of friendship. There's the base level. Which everyone starts out.
Which you suck. It's just, you know.
Yeah, you just started. Get better.
Which is called a good friend.
Yeah.
Base friend is called good friend?
Good friend.
The next stage.
Oh,
That's called a good friend? Okay.
Because then that just makes my statement stupid.
Actually, no. Because good friend is the first stage up.
No, the original friend is a good friend. And you get that the first time you've made friends with them for the day. Or maybe there is a base friend that I don't know about.
I think there is a base level. And then, like, the first day you gift them something, that's when you become good friends.
Okay.
That doesn't really have...
All of you people need to know is eventually just keep gifting someone, you'll be besties.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You actually will.
Yeah, maybe not.
Basically, there's good friend, which doesn't have any real benefits with it, because it's so easy to get. The next stage up is great friend. This means that you will cause more damage in raid battles together, cause more damage in gyms together, and here's the kicker. You ever been like with a large group of people and you're only getting 7 or 8 premier balls because it's the other team's color and you're the only person from your team?
Yeah, I only got that the other day and it was a red gym and mostly red were there and I still only got it.
Well, guess what? If you're with a good friend...
A bestie?
Or a great friend. If you're with a great friend... You get an extra premier ball from that raid. Just battling with someone you're a great friend with.
Just one. I'm so excited about it.
Now it starts at one, but when you get to the ultra friend level.
Something beyond besties?
Cool. You get...
Yeah, because I don't agree
you
with
do
that.
Even more, you do even more damage in gym
and raid
battles.
It's like Wonder Twin Power activated. Yep. You are
and
the duo.
The premier ball bonus goes from 1 to 2.
If you reach
the maximum level of friendship, which
oh
it,
my
which,
God.
Which it, which it, which is best,
best
friend.
Get the F out.
No, that's
oh
what
my
it is.
God.
So it takes one day of increasing your friendship level, which can be done. Remind us, Cody, via gifting or
by gifting,
raiding,
by raiding or by battling a gym.
Okay.
So it takes one day of doing your friendship level increase to become a good friend.
So can I point out something though? You know what this has done? Niantic has now taken us back to what was the high school on PBS Channel 10 that Drake was on? Something High. It starts with a G. Oh my God, it's killing me. But anyway, they've made high school out of this because this is going to cause people to get pissed off. You're not my best friend. Why aren't you my best friend? You didn't gift me something. I can already see it. And it's going to cause people to have to stick together and have to raid together and have to do things together and not get, and then people are going to get jealous because somebody, why can't you play with me?
It's like
because I'm trying to build my supernova friendship over here.
I'm just saying, some people are already jealous, but that's another topic for another day.
I'm just saying, because we've talked about some of that and it's just ridiculous and I'm just going to go back to what I've always said. I play the game.
Yep. So
I'm just playing the game.
So best friends,
like me or not, playing the game.
Best friends give you the most rewards possible. You will do even more damage in gym and raid battles, and you will get 4 extra premier balls in raid battles.
Okay, I like
but
that.
But it's not a short journey at all. It takes one day to become good.
Oh, yeah.
7 days to become, what was it, second level?
Great. Exactly. Great.
30 days.
You have to keep someone's friend for them for 30 days.
30 days to become ultra friends, which for some reason is less than best.
I can already think of people that this is about to really
and
screw
then
shit up with.
90 days to become best friends.
No, see, or I 90 can already.
Friendship levels.
I can already see it.
Yep. Now, the good thing is, like, the gifts that you give, yes, mm-hmm. it's only one gift per friend per day,
but
you can give multiple gifts to multiple friends per day.
Well, yeah, you could do that on the Facebook games, too.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Now, as far as the raid and gym battles, that is the same mechanic. You will only get credit for one gym battle or raid battle with the friend.
Well, that was sweet of them to give a peace offering to the friend that they know is about to come at you. That was sweet. Thanks, man.
But if you think about the way we raid around here, where you have like 16 people show up or something,
yeah.
Every one of those, you'll get the friendship level increase for the day.
Yeah.
Okay, then Sophia, a very wonderful lady from Greece who raids.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Wait, does she listen to Anchor? I hope. She will. Will she be able to see you?
I
hope so, because sometimes you have to have the app. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she kind of pointed out, you know, what if you don't want that supernova wonder twin power activate friendship with someone?
Well, then you don't have them as a friend in the first place.
Yeah, they won't be
on their friendship. And that is awkward, okay, when they come up to you skipping and jumping, right?
What's your friend code by focus?
Yeah,
what?
Okay. So
it's like I already have 200 friends. I'm sorry.
So that's the etiquette then? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
The world's hearing this. I don't think that's the etiquette.
Probably a whole stream of.
So should you just be honest? See, I think. See, my antic has done this, and y'all don't understand. I'm seeing it. I'm hearing all the details, and I'm seeing. They are about to be on the news. Niantic is about, you know,
for killings.
Yes,
definitely.
And for fights. Because remember when they first came out, someone, you know, did get hurt. And unfortunately, we did lose someone here who went out playing Pokemon. I think there was something else to that story, by the way. But still, there were people getting jumped because they're just following the game and not realizing, holy crap. Like the day I took you and you went, Monica, do you not put, what? No, don't cross these tracks. Remember?
Yeah.
And I went, but there's a, but. Paul's map was up at the time. I was like, "But there's a really special Pokemon over here." And you were like, please. And she looked so scared. I was like, "Okay, wait, where are we?" And then I realized, and I went, "Turning around."
Oh yeah,
turning around. Yeah.
I didn't know my map endangered people.
Well, no.
Now you know, Paul. How do you feel?
Pretty good, actually.
Okay. Wow. See,
except the map is not up, but that's a different.
And I was talking about something else. That's cool. I was just drinking. It was funny,
yeah,
but she didn't find it funny. She didn't find it funny at all. I was laughing, going, it's okay, it's okay.
I do remember that.
All right, well, let's finish up the friendship.
Yes.
I mean, because there's
finish
more.
Up the friendship.
Because
that's
more.
All the
friendship is magic.
No,
I cannot believe I just said that.
No, because there's got to be more. I mean, Niantic has made it complicated. They've started drama. I can already foresee. I'm a soothsayer, by the way. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just hyper aware. And just based on learning from you guys. Yeah. So that's going to be what I foresee with this whole friendship thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be nuts.
I mean.
Like, you actually bring up a really good point.
I
actually had not thought of this before.
I got y'all thinking. I know, because y'all are just so excited about this update and blah, 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 right? Okay, but think about it.
I can't remember.
I'm excited about the future.
I'm excited.
Yeah, because you're kind of a butthead.
Wow.
Oh,
shots
that's me
fired.
Type of
Let's
out
go.
Again.
But, okay.
All right,
well,
no,
you
no,
know,
I, no I'm, ex- I'm excited about
Ready
the future.
Run?
Because, because of what we talk about next. Because it's a fantastic mechanic they've come up with to control what could have been really destructive to the game, which we're about to talk about.
Okay, well, while Cody and Autumn run for the hills and I smack Paul around, we'll be right back. No, seriously, that y'all don't remember that?
Right back.
Yeah, no, it's a commercial from the 70s.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. After
I'm not sure
these
I was born
messages. You weren't.
We might be back, minus Paul. We'll be this right after Vac.
Okay, so basically, we've learned that Niantic is about to ruin friendships.
So basically, Niantic is the new Mario Party.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I mean, Mario Party growing up was a game that ruined friendships, so Niantic is just trying to take that role now.
I didn't think about that.
I don't understand.
Well, we're a little bit older.
He's not older.
Yeah, so just to give you a crasher course, Paul, and for anyone else listening, Mario Party is a Nintendo series franchise that was originally made by Hudson Soft, and the running meme with it was Mario Party ruins friendships because you're fighting each other in minigames to determine the winner.
Instead of just waiting for someone to die and passing off the remote, like I did growing up.
Yeah, or just like being friendly and letting someone win. You just want all the glory for yourself.
Oh, who lets anyone win these days? Not these guys. Cody's always been cool about helping out.
Alright, so we've talked about reputation, we've talked about friends,
and how it's gonna ruin your friendship.
But finally!
Yes.
Finally, after 2 years of waiting, we have trading.
I still don't believe it. Until somebody gives me something.
Sometimes you get an ointment for that.
No, that's...
Oh my gosh.
What is it with you and the ointment, man? You gotta get it together, man.
Are we talking about trading?
Yes, because see, they've been promising trading since the beginning.
It was in the initial release trailer for the game.
Because my friend kept saying, I never had a Snorlax. And everyone had 300. And they were all 2,000 CP and the hardest goddamn thing in the beginning to get out of the gem.
I still only have like 4.
But nonetheless, he was like, oh, don't worry. Trading's coming soon. Trading. So I'll give you. I got tons of stuff to give you. And then it never happened.
Two years later.
Right. I got a Snorlax.
All right.
I'm not kidding. It took like a year.
So trading is a long-held thing in the main series Pokemon games where you're able to trade with your friends, allow them to get Pokemon that they don't have in their Pokedex, or just for the competitive players in the world of Pokemon, allow them to be able to trade with their friends for good IV Pokemon. And that's sort of kind of how it works in Pokemon Go, but there are a few wrinkles to it to basically protect against people who are spoofers or just have like hundreds upon thousands upon millions of Stardust hoarded up and saved up. It's basically, there's some wrinkles tied in to kind of protect against that. So first and foremost, your regionals, your shinies, your legendaries, they are what are called special trades. You can only do one of these per day.
I'm not trading any of those. I just got those.
Well, but would you like other people's specials that they would be willing to trade with you because they're nice people?
Okay, what do I have to give back?
Well,
it's a trade. The word's trade, so I'm assuming I don't just get...
We talked about being nice people earlier, but you could get a Pidgey back if they're a nice person.
Yeah, so...
I don't think the listeners can see me flipping someone off. Oh, no, thumbs up.
Yeah. So the way trading works with the special trades, at the very least, at the start, with a base friendship level, it will cost you 1,000,000 Stardust. Both ways.
Sorry.
However, this gives you extra incentive to work your way toward the different friendship levels, because with each friendship level you obtain, you will have a reduced Stardust cost to trading. I didn't mention this earlier because I knew this would tie into trading.
Okay, so it costs less to trade.
Yes, and if you get to the best...
The more friendships you win.
Yeah, so if you get all the way to the best friends level, and you trade a legendary or shiny or what have you, with that friend, it only costs 40,000 Stardust as compared to the 1,000,000 that it starts out with.
So it's extra incentive to ruin your relationship with your friend, but make sure you get the Stardust first.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is why I said earlier that I think that the way they've implemented the whole friends and trading feature is absolutely brilliant. Because I've said for a long time that I think that trading could ruin the game. And I was actually thinking, I'm not sure I ever want them to implement it because there's already enough trouble in the game with spoofers and all sorts of funny stuff going on. And
you know, to basically make it even easier to basically sell Pokemon or whatever, right? It was going to be a pain. It was going to be a pain. And so, this is a way to make you actually have to work. I mean, come on, a million Stardust? I think it's laughably brilliant because it's just...
It's obscene. Yeah, like,
it's
like,
great.
I was talking to you off camera about it. Like,
it's so hard
to plan. It's a great idea, but I really wish the starting was like 500,000 Stardust or something like that. It's still something really high, but not obscene.
But it's perfect the way it is because it's intended to be almost impossible for any normal player, which basically means you're not just going to willy-nilly grab somebody shiny. You're good at to get this legendary you didn't have or whatever. You've got to work at it for a while. Yeah. And they didn't show us the intermediate levels, what it takes if you're an ultra or whatever. But basically, it drops down.
Yep.
And by the time you've done the 90 days worth of every day your little friendship level increase and stuff, or whatever, which isn't that long in the long run. That's only 3 months.
That's a lot of work. I mean, y'all see my life.
Yeah.
But,
what friend can I make at 2 in the morning when I'm raiding? When I can actually get out of the house? You know, you guys know.
Gifting comes in. You don't have to be around the friend to gift. You can just get the straight from the
friend. Right, but I have to be their friends first. Yeah. I mean, so how am I supposed to meet them whenever I can't
get... Friend codes. Everyone will have a friend code when the update comes out. And all you have to do...
Code for code, like for like.
Yes,
pretty much.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. And when you give them their friend code, you get a friend invite, like a Facebook on your Pokemon account. This person has requested to be your friend.
Do they have little emoticons, too? Like, you can like a statement, love a statement, laugh at a statement.
I think we missed something important earlier.
Yeah, can I put pictures?
Did you tell her that when you give somebody a gift, you get a postcard?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We missed the postcards.
Yeah, the postcard will show the exact Pokestop that they got the gift from.
So that you can what?
I don't know. But
greetings from this Pokestop.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly. Yes.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Precisely. Because I just saw greetings from Graceland all over it. Because we're in Memphis.
Yep.
And that's just about all of our postcards. I'm not kidding, guys. It's all this. Okay.
Yeah, so the special trace is only one per person per day. So you can't do it with multiple friends. If you've already done your special trace for the day and another friend wants to do a special trace, you can't do it.
Get ready for them to be pissed, see?
Yep.
Thanks, Magic.
Yeah, but look at the alternative, though. The spoofers would have ruined everything because they would have just abused the crap out of it.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got lots of Stardust because they're spoofing all day long. They'd have just, it would have been bad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I see why they did it, and I'm glad they did it.
So does this all go back to spoofing?
Pretty much.
Good
Spoofers
Lord.
Ruin everything. Okay,
but they're giving us this friendship, they're giving us this trading shit, but it's another way to weed out the spoofers. They're using the game, but they're sugarcoating it and they're putting it in a pretty little package and making it. No. You can trade. Yeah. You can make friends.
That limitation is only for the special trades. If you're trading like a Tyranitar or
a Pidgey.
Yeah, Pidgey.
I have a feeling I'm going to get Pidgeys.
Yeah, like
I'm going to send you a Pidgey.
That's what I mean.
Don't send her a Pidgey. Why would you do that to her?
Maybe it's my best Pidgey. Damn it.
What am I gonna do?
I have never snorted on my show. I cannot believe you made me do that. We have recorded too long to go back.
All right. This is where I Falcon drop kick you out of the
stage. No, I get first kick anyway.
You know, instead we could talk about IV rerolling.
Yes. Ooh. So when you trade a Pokemon, this is basically a way to weed out the people who have been hoarding all these perfect legendaries and stuff like that.
Who has been hoarding them perfect? What is happening? There's so much more about the game I don't know.
So, basically,
how do you hoard something?
I don't think it's weeding anyone out.
You can catch it. You don't hoard it. How do you hoard it?
So, when you trade, the IVs on the Pokemon reroll.
What does that mean? Okay, for people like me and maybe some
basically,
listeners.
Basically, what this means, the IV that it's currently at, when you give it to the person, it will likely not be the same IV. It may be lower, it may be higher.
But it's within a threshold.
Yes.
They show you actually on the trade.
They will show you before the trade, range.
Okay, at least they give you a choice.
How far it could move.
Yeah, basically how far it could move. And this range will shrink as your friend level increases, and at the best friend's level, it is very likely that the IV will increase.
Oh, okay, that's not backwards. I thought you were saying.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
But once again, this is all about protecting from abuse in the system, because
I thought it was about making friends.
No. Well.
Yeah, probably not. But
there's always an ulterior motive.
And again, this is what I've always said. People will buy. Now they get a lot. They get fairly banned for this. But you could go up there and you could buy a level 40 account that has hundreds of perfect, amazing Pokemon stuff.
Oh my god, that should have hit me.
And this is basically to stop people from going up on freaking eBay or PayPal or wherever the heck you sell the stuff and say effectively, hey, I've got a lovely 100% perfect Suicune that's been fully leveled out, Stardusted. Oh, and doesn't the Stardust reset a lot?
They used to do that with some of the games my daughter played. You could build a character. They were selling characters that had. That's okay. Wow.
Yeah, this is basically their way of protecting against that.
You know what? These poor Pokemon. Yeah, I'm suddenly starting to feel like there's some sort of, like, you know, now we're selling them.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they our Pokemon? I mean, I'm having flashbacks.
The Pokemon world is a cruel, cruel world.
It sounds like it.
When you really think about it.
It sounds like it.
When you really think about it, we're sending now these animals. Okay, so when you really think about it, we're sending these animals out to kill each other.
Well, and another question is, when you transfer them to the professor, where do you think the candy comes from?
I had to learn to not think about that anymore, okay? Because it bothered me. I don't know what the professor's doing with them. I just hope it's nice things.
So, Cody, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So I was chatting with a friend of mine in New Jersey, a guy named Cord. Shout out to Cord. Cord knows who he is. Captain Discord, due to the dead.
Discord!
Pokemon made him change his name today accidentally because he tried to change the spelling and then it said the old one's too long, you can go back to it. So now he had to become Captain Discord instead of due to the dead. But moving on from that, shout out to Cord, shout out to my entire Unity friends back home in New Jersey.
Discord's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
His actual name is Cord, but he goes
that
by
is really cool,
before
too.
He ever got involved with Discord, he was Discord, Captain Discord.
Right before Discord even existed.
But back to the actual question we can ask Mr. Cody. So I was talking to Cord earlier, and he basically was saying he thinks that Niantic really didn't ever want to do trading, and that this was really probably pushed on them from the likes of...
All of us.
Of Nintendo and, you know, the main Pokemon company above because of the oncoming games. And the fact that they wanted to start aligning more with the way the oncoming games handle Pokemon and trading and friends and all these other things.
Oh, I thought it was because we bitched. I bitched.
Well, we've been bitching for years and I don't think that helped.
I think that's a combination of both, but I can definitely see that being a reason because in the new games, you can trade Pokemon from Pokemon Go over to the upcoming Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee games for the Nintendo Switch. So it would make sense that if the Pokemon Company and Nintendo are wanting to get the Pokemon Go player base to play that game, to introduce them to some of the other core features of the main series games, which I really hope means we get player versus player in November.
What is player?
I think we'll have it by the end of the year.
What is player?
Battling other people's Pokemon directly, like you battle a Pokemon in a gym.
Battling directly instead of just fighting them in a gym.
So the Pidgey I'm going to trade to you.
Really?
The Pidgey I'm going to trade to you.
Okay.
I could battle the Rayquaza you're going to trade me back for. But only after we're best friends.
Oh, because that's what best friends do.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Indian giving? Okay, okay. Niantic? Okay.
Yep.
I just heard trading and I thought, great. People who have 1,000 Snorlaxes can spare me one.
They still can.
And screw you Snorlax over and ruin your friendship.
Yeah, basically, normal trades with your basic Pokemon like Snorlax, Blissey, Tyranitar, there's not a limit on those.
Right.
There's no limit on those. The Stardust cost is going to be much, much less, I would imagine. They have not given a fixed amount for that, but I would imagine it's going to be so much less than, like, your special traits.
Right, right.
And
I
really hope so because I have way too many Tyranitars and I know what to do with high IVs, so I actually need to give them to some people.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to complain, but if, like, you're just going to battle it back and ruin our friendship, then I don't want your Tyranitar. I'd rather have our friendship.
Oh.
We're always going to have our friendship.
I mean, I'm just saying. I really feel like writing Niantic a letter now. I thought this was going to be cool.
Okay, Niantic, why are you the new Mario Party? Why are you the new Hudson Soft?
To be fair, I also read that there's actually was announcement, there was an update that, you know how you can go in and request a problem in the game?
Yeah.
There's a new option where you can go in and report that they broke your friendship.
Okay, because you know
they
what?
Better have that.
Yeah,
I mean, there's going to be a lot of reports
it's
on
It's under
that.
Tech support. There's that menu that says, I have a problem with the raid.
Right.
I lost a pass, and you broke my friendship.
That is brilliant. You know what I'm clicking every day.
It's in the drop down.
Actually, you know what? I won't have to click that because I'm not going to have many friends. It got awkwardly quiet. It got awkwardly quiet. And I think that was both of y'all saying, well.
Well, I mean, I offered you a pitch.
Hey, I offered you a Tyranitar.
So. I took the Tyranitar. I thought that was really sweet.
I think I caught some of the Tyranitar.
I will offer you something else, but I'm not going to say that on recording.
What?
Whoa, this is getting exciting.
I need a sip of Prosecco. What am I drinking?
Prosecco.
Podcast on
a beverage. You're drinking a beverage.
I'm drinking a beverage.
As are we all.
Very alcoholic.
Too much more of that. We'd have to break and get more beverage.
Oh, man.
What happened?
So what were we talking about? Friends?
No.
Trading. Trading.
So
there's a distance limit on trading, isn't there?
Yes. You have to be, I believe it's within 10 kilometers of each other.
Oh, great.
No, you have to be within 100 meters.
Great. See, that means you have, have to get close to the person. Okay.
Yeah, trading, you actually have to be with the person, which makes sense because,
well, you're supposed to be besties.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to be with each other every day, so.
Right, which will make other people jealous and ruin friendships.
Yeah.
And I just keep going back to that and hitting my wine glass.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you a new beverage.
So there was another thing, Cody, that I forgot, which you might be able to remind me. And that was something about distance bonuses. So when you get gifts, you get better stuff based if they're further away?
I don't think it's time with gifts. It might be, and I just haven't read that yet. But I know with trading, you actually get candy back for the Pokemon that you just traded away.
So you get a little something in return.
Yeah, and if there's at least a 100-kilometer distance between where the trade takes place and the Pokemon that you traded...
Yes.
You get extra candy for the Pokemon you traded away.
So, for ruining friendships, they give you candy. Got it.
Yeah, they basically reward you for ruining friendships.
Well,
just like in the Mario Party series, where they reward you with coins and stars for ruining friendships.
I've got another disappointing piece of news about trading.
Uh-oh.
You can't trade if you're not at least level 10.
Aww.
No, not the little ones.
All those new players. Yep. That's really mean.
Or alt accounts.
Sorry, they don't have any friends yet anyway, so that's
fine. I was going to start an alt account. But I don't have any friends.
You could be friends with your alt account.
Yeah, that's going to be my best friend that I won't screw over.
You gift your alt account every day.
I'm around enough to be your best friend.
You already are, but like, I'm not going to fight for shit. You can't, I don't like what they make you do. I'm not fighting you. I'm not fighting you for something back that you get.
You're fighting with me in a raid or a gym.
No, I'm talking about the other stuff, the supernova best friends.
Oh, the player versus player? That's not even in the game yet. It hasn't even been announced yet. I'm just saying that's probably coming if they're going to...
I'd fight both of you. Except you, because you're Mystic.
You know what? I was going
to
get...
You know what? I would fight you just to prove a point.
I was going to get an alt account so I could play with you guys, and now I'm thinking no.
It might be instinct after all.
Because
then you could fight us. That was even a
burn.
More.
That was a burn, and you know it. Only for personal reasons. Nothing against the instinct world. I almost chose instinct because all I right. heard they were the underdog.
Time is now.
Now, right?
All right, so...
No, I've got this covered. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, do I need
sorry.
To run the lap
I love my
the
instinct
pool
friends.
Now? No,
bit.
I love my instinct friends, too. Friends. My instinct friends. Wait, I don't have too many friends, but nonetheless, I know some instinct people. Shout out to Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi!
Hi, Greg!
Greg!
Yeah, I was supposed to be here with us tonight. Had
to the dad.
Had
yeah.
some complications.
Snowball!
Well, family
it.
Stuff, you know, it happens. And so, Snowball. And
no,
so,
he's my friends back home.
Oh, your friend. I'm sorry. I thought you were...
And Daniel,
hi, Snowball.
And Daniel, if you're listening to this, we're going to give you a snowball.
I don't...
I thought we were going to slap him, because that's usually what we do.
Well, we're going to give him a snowball, and then we're going to slap him. We're going to lower his guard with the snowball, and then we're going to
okay,
slap
so
him.
I... So
this is getting very violent.
No, wait. So have we covered trading? Because I have a question. But it goes back to friendship.
Okay, go for it.
So one of our raid group people, I don't really know what to call them because some raid groups have names and some don't, and Right. Some just stick to their team and boast and, you know,
Raiding
whatever.
Raiding communities.
Raiding communities. Okay. Some lovely people that I absolutely love to death in our raiding communities brought up a valuable point while others, because others came up with an idea. Because, you know, you do have to, it would take a while to walk around to get all your friends, you know, right? The ones you know you want, right? So someone suggested, like, what if we just got all together and just, couldn't it go faster?
One thing we don't know yet is whether you have to be in proximity to friend somebody. And from what I've read, it doesn't sound like you do.
Okay, but that's still, you know.
So we'll find out in a day or two.
Well, the point, but okay, so then does that make my question null and void?
Well,
will
not
it speed up any kind of process?
Not necessarily, because if we're not able to do that, if we do have to be in proximity with each other, then that raises a valid point.
Correct.
But because we don't know.
That you can become friends faster? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if it's something that you can just go into, like, a friend book or whatever and add...
Friend book.
Yeah.
You know, like the
it's
snap...
It's like the bad younger cousin of Facebook or something.
It's actually like the ghost codes of Snapchat.
Yeah, so basically...
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
so basically,
you.
If they make it possible for all you have to do... where all you have to do is add a friend code, like, and there's a way for you to do that, like, without being near the person, then you won't have to, like, get a large group of people to meet up. But if that's not possible, then yes, that is a very good idea and something you should do with your community.
Okay.
Something you should do with your community anyway.
Okay, but then another person raised a good point, and I would like y'all's opinions on that.
Okay.
One person said, okay, but what if you don't want to be friends with everyone at this friend party?
Well, there goes the ruining
friendship. I thought we covered this in the first half. Didn't we start coming up with, like, a list of excuses, or was that before we started podcasting?
No, I didn't ask.
The problem is, the only legit way that you're going to get out of it is say you already have 200 friends, but if this is, like, the first get-together...
Oh, okay, yeah, y'all did say that, but I just didn't realize...
Well, but it could be my game won't open. It could be my game keeps crashing.
It could be I'm not really getting to say what I was trying to get to.
Go ahead. That's
just even more awkward, dead silence. Anyway, no, I didn't ask it like that the first time around. Y'all, we just kind of said, what if you don't want to be friends with someone? But I didn't bring up the party. That's why I said... I have a two-part thing here,
you don't really have a choice unless you want to make it super awkward.
Well, that's kind of what I said. Do you
have a selective party?
Well, no, I think I would bring this back to the fact that I think Niantic has done a fantastic job over the past, 15, 16 months now making the game. I could give a list of things I don't like about them. I used to run maps, and I don't like what they did with maps.
No, I don't either, because the map's gone.
But I like to give them props as well for what's good. I think the game would have died had they not made it community-driven. And rating
made
it community-driven.
Well, that's why they did it, because they knew it would.
And they saw how well that worked, and then, you know...
And everybody fell in love with AR.
Sure.
And then the reason they beefed it up was because they had to do the Harry Potter thing, and they heard that we were afraid they would forget about us. And they said, don't worry, watch this. And they beefed it up so much, I'm trying to keep up.
And I think it's just another way that they're making the game more community-oriented and, you know, building local communities. And we all know the people we've met that we never would have met had it not been for this game.
True.
And
that's awesome. Pretty much almost
and,
everyone.
And not
I
all
play
of them like
me. But, yeah.
No, I just wanted y'all's opinion on that because someone did specify. And I thought, that's a great idea because you can get things done faster.
Yeah, and it's a valid point.
And it's all at once. But then another one made another valid point. Like, it also could create awkward situations. Unless you just stay away from the person at the party.
I just came with the perfect excuse, but I'm not going to say it.
The limit is
high enough that it's not too harmful to add somebody to your list.
And are they really not going to know you're making an excuse? I mean, everybody seems to think I'm stupid, but I'm totally not. And I would kind of know.
But it raises other questions as well. Can you unfriend somebody? I'm sure you can. Could you block them?
And then you go and raid with them.
Well, you'll have to be able to unfriend people because eventually you're going to reach that limit. And what if they don't play the game anymore?
Yes.
Well, that I get. If they don't play, that's just like the chat groups that will only hold so many.
And that's probably why you're able to follow activity of people on your friend list. like with of what they did last. That way, if you're, gosh forbid, you get up to 200 friends and you're having to
stalking, it just hit me.
But the activity isn't that precise. At least in the examples they're showing, it's only showing you things like, oh, they caught a larvitar, or they did this, they did a raid. It's not saying, oh yeah, they were at this address. Go find them. You know, hey, guess what? They're at the mellow mushroom. Oh wait. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, all right, y'all are always at the mellow mushroom.
Yeah, I forgot that. So that's
you're
easy.
Always there.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys can always be found.
Maybe we should talk about.
No, Community Day.
Community Day.
Because I am.
Yeah, so, Community Day this past Saturday was, I think, the best one they've had. In respect to the fact that it was Larvitar.
That was cool.
And of course, they gave Tyranitar full rock moveset. So it's the most meta relevant community day that they've had by a long shot.
What was that special move?
Smackdown!
Sorry.
Yes, Tyranitar.
You smell what the rock is cooking?
Yes, Tyranitar is laying a Smackdown, and everyone's paying the asses now.
I love it! Sorry, Cody, it was awesome. Oh, it's right here, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
So. Fast forward to actually today, where they announced Community Day for July. It's actually pretty early in the month, July 8th.
Yeah, they did, but I was right nonetheless, so I didn't care.
Yeah, it was July 8th. It's on a Sunday, so they're back on Sunday now.
No!
Not Saturday.
Well, yes, because Sundays are harder for me, given my that I take care of disabled family. Saturdays are hard as it is.
Yeah.
So Sunday's even harder.
So Sunday, July 8th.
Great. Thanks, Niantic. Just finding another way to screw me, huh?
The Community Day Pokemon is going to be Squirtle, which finally completes the Kanto starter trainer.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, let's talk about that first. I had a question, but it's going to skip ahead. And it's a quick question, but let's talk about Community Day.
Okay.
So, Squirtle.
Yeah.
Cutest little turtle dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really hope it's not gonna happen, but I really hope that instead of its shiny form, they give us the badass Squirtle from the anime with the sunglasses.
Okay, that would be cool because I have given up on shinies. I will take sunglasses now. I am looking for sunglasses.
Because
now.
For fans of the anime who remember this, it's very early on in season one. They met Ash and the group met what was dubbed the Squirtle Squad, and they all had these badass
Squirtle
sunglasses.
Squad.
They had complete badass personalities.
Did they break down?
Man, that'd be best.
Not
they
quite.
Did.
Because in Pokemon XY, which you recommended recently, when we meet Squirtle, he's like this dancing fool. He is amazing. He spins on his shell.
Yeah, because they can do the best break dancing. Why do you think?
I know the trainer you're talking about. Yes. Yes. I took a second to register, but yes.
Yes, at summer camp. It was amazing.
Yeah. Watch Pokemon X and Y if you haven't. I really hope that just like everyone just gets one randomly at different points and then you can actually get shinies after that.
I don't want to talk about shinies.
I don't either. I'm 29 Kyogre rates and I still don't have a damn shiny.
You know what? You have so many other shinies I really don't want to hear, and to my left, so do you, Paul. I am the one who sat here and caught over 50 Larvitar. Not one goddamn shiny. I am the one that has barely any shinies in this.
I was actually playing for a friend and myself on Community Day. And my friend got more shinies than me.
Okay, that doesn't make you feel any better.
I actually did have one run away in AR Plus mode. Because I was bad and didn't know that would happen.
Still not making up for the fact that Niantic hates me. But thank you for trying on their behalf.
I'm trying. So anyway, we don't know what the explosive move is going to be, but
now we have to wait even longer.
But
they announced it early.
I mean, it's almost clear what it's going to be in the latest AP data mine. Assets for the move called Hydro Cannon was in the data mine, which is pretty much the same as Frenzy Plant and Blast Burn, and it's basically the water type equivalent of that, and Blastoise can learn it in the main games. So I mean, the writing's on the wall. It's going to be bifurcated.
But...
Well, they've already edited the APK for Android, so that's pretty much confirmed.
Okay, fine, whatever. I thought I had something with Hydro Cannon, but maybe not. You just haven't seen that special if you've already got it. So am I wrong and I don't have it?
I mean, you might. You never know, because...
But this is just a way to make sure you get it. And do you have to evolve it?
Yes, you will have to evolve
it. So they started that.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first one.
The first one you could actually...
And if you evolved Pikachu, you lost the surf.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I think they realized, okay. And I think it pissed enough people off.
We have to do it for the final stage.
Yeah. But, see, that made it harder, though. Yeah. Because that means you have to catch, if you don't already, you have to prepare, which our listeners have appreciated us giving a heads up on Community Day.
So
because
the good part about this one, you shouldn't have to prepare a lot in terms of pineapple berries and candies, because with the Water Festival going on right now, Squirtle have been everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
well, they have been, yeah.
So as long as you have 125 candy, saves up, boom, you got, or 124 candy, boom, you got a likely Hydro Cannon Blastoise. I'm not going to say flat out it's Hydro Cannon because it's not 100% confirmed, but it's pretty much 95% confirmed. They just haven't made it official.
No. Well, that's Niantic.
Yeah.
We're, like, going to let the data mining tell you, but we're not going to make it official. Yeah. And then 3 seconds before, it's official.
So the running bonus during it is 1/4 egg hatch distance, which also stacks with super incubators. And right now with the Water Festival, the Ultra Box has super incubators. If you're low, I would definitely recommend buying that before the Water Festival ends on June 21st. That way, you prepare in advance for all the eggs you're gonna wanna be hatching during July 8th Community Day to take advantage of that.
Right.
That's the main preparation that I would make. Other than obviously having great balls and ultra balls, because squirrels' catch rate isn't the best.
Yeah, you need great balls for this game. I know, sorry. I threw Cody off, I'm sorry.
And that's pretty much it, because...
That's what you recommend to get ready for?
Yeah, because you should be fine on Squirtle candy as long as you've been playing.
Missed Squirtles, what is wrong with you?
Obviously, it's still good to have pineapple berries, but you're probably not going to need a lot of them. And unfortunately, and I hate to say this because I never like to drag down hype for Community Day, but this is kind of close to Mareep levels in that Blastoise is not super meta relevant, and Hydro Cannon... Even though it makes Blastoise better, it is an improvement. Do not get me wrong. It is a fast improvement.
Paul looks offended.
But it's Blastoise, and it's a starter, and it's awesome. Who cares if it's useful?
Okay.
They don't collect them for that because they're cool and pretty, and they'll have shiny sunglasses on.
Okay, so what would you?
Okay, if it has sunglasses on, that would be badass.
I would want
as many of those as possible. But
do you have any thoughts on recommending what to get ready for on the Blastoise?
Just as always, grab lots of pineapps. Get out there early. Yeah. Get lots of things.
That seems to be the, the thing to do.
They don't really make Community complicated, but it's fun. Gets people together.
And obviously, make sure you have a good Squirtle.
Yeah, gets people together.
Don't schedule a barbecue on the day so you can't be out for most of the time.
Good job, my hero.
Gets people together.
Yep. And obviously, make sure you have a good Squirtle or War Turtle saved up. That way, you get the exclusive move on.
I've got a crap ton of squirrels actually. I've got a crap ton of everything because there's so many, 6-7 pops up at a time, and you don't have time to appraise it and all
it's
that.
Been
crap.
A very good opportunity to pick up Turtle Isles.
I've been trying to get
it. Is a water type starter for Duration 2 because they're not very common either.
No, they're not.
Same with Mudkip.
But he's become a little butthead to catch, I noticed.
Yeah, so...
Something changed.
That actually brings me back to Community Day Saturday. And something I think was... I'm not sure if it was a mistake. Or if it's something that they're just going to start doing. And I really hope that's the case, but...
What happened that I missed while I was walking around?
Well, it wasn't so much that you missed, but I think it's something you noticed just without realizing it.
Okay, what's that?
I feel like instead of making the catch rate just for Larvitar much better, they made the catch rate for everything much better. Because I was having like 500-600 CP mudkips.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, like, you're absolutely right.
Like, only require like a Pokeball or a Great Ball, where normally I need to Ultra Ball and Raspberry those things.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, because that's what made me say Mudkip has become a... Because I've noticed after Community Day, he's been harder for me to catch. Yeah. I've actually ran away from him. Yeah. I did. Yeah. I'm like, screw you, you're not taking all my balls.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that's something they're just going to start doing for Community Day, or if that was just actually a mistake.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I...
Knowing Niantic, it was probably a mistake, but you never know. Until the next Community Day comes...
It helped us catch things.
Yeah, exactly. It felt really good getting, like, 1,000 CP second stage evolutions on a Pokeball without having to bury it. That was amazing. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for Community Day.
Yeah, until we know more, like, because they
Until we have the official word that Hydrocanon is a move. Like, we're running with that, but keep in mind, this is not official.
I can't think of a cool way to say it. Hydrocanon. I don't know. I don't know. Just
Hydrocanon.
No.
I mean, Hydrocanon is badass. I mean, remember what Blastoise
It needs to be that deep, booming galaxy voice.
I mean, okay, so coming from Blastoise, Hydrocanon is badass because he actually has cannons on his shell.
Yeah, ooh, that's why I thought I already had one with Hydrocanon, but I think I'm wrong, I guess.
You just...
Maybe I see the cannons and I'm all like... Yeah. Yeah. He is pretty badass. I've never seen a turtle with cannons coming out of its shell before.
Yep. So, I guess, last thought, Shiny Squirtle, because that's the more likely thing that they're going to give us. Instead of the one with glasses, which I would love and prefer, honestly.
I mean, same here.
Honestly, we're likely just going to get the shiny variation. It's pretty easy to depict. It's more of a light purple color with a green shell.
Oh, wow. Really? I like how they're sticking to the purple.
Which you're not going to see the green shell, because the shell is going to turn back to you as you're catching it. But you'll be able to see it when you check the summary screen.
Do you have any idea what Blastoise looks like?
I don't remember its main color, but it does keep the green shell.
Mm.
It's like a brownish green, isn't it? With cannons coming out.
No, I meant the shiny version.
Oh, sorry. See, I wouldn't know because I don't get shiny.
No, because I had to case me with legendary shinies, so.
What? I don't think they are a GM.
So, yeah, I get all these other shinies, but I think Niantic is balancing it by not giving me many legendary shinies, if any at all.
Well, you did on your 60th get.
My 60th. So, okay, so I actually do want to bring this up, because it's something I just did in a video, and I will give credit to this, because I did watch it on YouTube, and it was from... Probably many of you know him, but Trainer Tips. If you watch any Pokemon Go YouTube videos, you've probably watched one of his videos before. But in his Community Day video for Larvitar, at the start of it, he mentioned the shiny rates for Pokemon. And the base shiny rate for a legendary Pokemon is 1 in 20. So it took 60 just to get one, when I should have had 3.
Okay, see... I read an article about how to catch a shiny, you have to usually catch so many first, and then blah, blah, blah. That didn't happen for me.
Yeah. It's basically 1 in 20, and it's rolled every time.
It's just a random number generator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and you know actually, what, then?
And that's just for legendaries. It's different on other Pokemon. So.
Okay. Well, on all other Pokemon, it's 1 in 400.
Okay, I'm so confused right now, because the article I read said something about... And it might have been that specific Community Day Pokemon. I don't really remember, but I remember saying that generally after the 60th one, you will be guaranteed a shiny. And I, like, thumbed up it when it didn't happen for me. I'm just saying. And I know everyone seems to have an article. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, I have a hard time putting my faith into these little statistic things when everybody's statistics is different in each different article. And I still have no shinies. And I've caught a bunch of them. Like, I mean, not a bunch of shinies. I've caught the amount, the number they said that you needed to count. Catch.
Yeah. So the really
Prosecco.
Unfortunate part that I think I discovered for Community Day.
Left up. Sorry.
For the Larvitar one, was apparently all the eggs that you got during the community day hours were Larvitar eggs.
Yeah.
And because I didn't want to waste time hatching eggs going through all those animations, I didn't hatch a single egg, so my egg inventory was full the entire freaking community day, except for one lone egg that turned into a 10k egg after community day hours. And I'm like, when the heck did I get this? I don't remember getting this.
That's weird.
Why did I get this? Because it's Water Festival, everything is 2k eggs, and then I hatched it earlier today, and I'll be damned, there's a freaking Larvitar. I'm like, all the Stardust and candy I could have gotten.
I don't know, I hatched, I had one of those moments where they all went off at the same time, and I was like, god dang it.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to go through, because I wanted to keep tapping Larvitars, hoping for shinies, so I didn't incubate any eggs.
But they were, like, all different kinds of, you know.
Yeah. But the hatched one could have been shiny, too.
Yes, I know.
And none of mine were shiny.
Because that would have been 9 more chances at a shiny.
So, I'm excited for Squirtle.
I'm excited for Squirtle. I'm excited for trading. I'm excited about Niantic ruining friendships because they want to be the new Hudsonsoft. And I'm excited about the reputation because that's actually really good.
What are you excited about, Paul?
I'm excited about the ongoing developments of the game and how I think that they're adding more things that are going to continue to make the game relevant and keep people interested. I think it's going to grow communities and it's going to just... It's cool stuff. And I think PvP will be here by... November.
What is PvP?
Player versus player.
Yay.
The next thing that will ruin friendships.
Yep.
Yeah, that will ultimately be the friendship ruiner.
I can't wait.
But maybe unlike the whole friend thing, that'll be like if you don't win a friendship with somebody, you just battle them, challenge them to PvP, and then you're like, unfriended. And then you don't have to worry about saying no.
Okay, still. That's not no. You still have to say no.
Oh.
They've still made it awkward. I don't care. There's no way.
The answer is no.
There's no way around it. They still made it awkward. Someone could walk up to me that I don't effing know, never seen from Adam, and want all my information. And be like,
actually, two Adams in our group.
Yeah. And it could be him, and I could not know
it. Shout out to Adams.
Right?
Both Adams.
If I know you, Adam, I'm sorry.
You know. One of them.
Oh, crap. Well,
sorry. The other, I don't
sorry
think.
Sorry to the Adam I know.
But no, I am overall excited about pretty much everything.
Yeah. No, I can tell that you guys are.
Although I do still think it's hilarious that this does have AI chance of ruining actual friendships, because
I had to point it out.
So once you reach that friendship limit, what are you going to do?
I cannot believe I had to point it out.
Like,
everybody's all excited because the word trading.
You could say you've reached your friendship limit, but the other person could just say, so there's 200 people more important than me?
Yeah, I understand.
Is that it?
No.
Or if you unfriend someone to add that person, that other person could say the same thing. Who is more important than me?
And so, right, we'll see. This all came from the word trading. Everybody got excited, and they just did not even see what Niantic was really doing. But thank goodness, Momo, me, falling for grass. Thank goodness I have insight.
Shout out to my mom.
Not too many. I'm drinking Prosecco.
That means give her more shout outs, by the way.
If you wish. Or try to friend me. I don't know. I don't know. You only have to be 100 meters away. I'm telling you, I'm going to stand there 100 meters away from a bunch of people I know. I'm going to watch. Nothing! Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
It's like
I'm being funny because it's. I realized the more y'all talked about it, it became very clear what this could do. So I don't know. It's just funny and so Niantic.
Yep.
Oh, Niantic.
Thanks, Niantic, for becoming the new Hudsonsoft. Because Hudsonsoft stopped making Mario Party games as of Mario Party 8.
It's been so long, but I do remember that.
Yep.
But I'm 29 again. Don't worry. But no, it's really cool that you joined us, Paul. Appreciate that. Cody and I have been talking about having other people from our group.
This was a perfect time to do it because this was a very massive update.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anyone else you want to give a shout out to? Because like you're all popular and stuff and know all the people.
I want to say thank you to everybody. I know that maps aren't up right now. A lot of people know I've ran maps for a while. But I want to say thank you to everybody who has
supported the maps I've run over the years, who's jumped onto Patreon, and more importantly, that, you know, I know I'm in touch with a lot of mapping community, and a lot of people have had their donations disappear since whatever. Mine went up, so you guys rock. And don't worry, awesome. That money's sitting around, queuing up in my little business bank account I opened for it.
He's not really spending
maps
it.
Maps ever. Well, I mean, there was Prosecco, but you know.
No, he did not use your money from my perspective.
No, no, no.
Perspecto? I think that's a superpower I'd like to have.
But thanks to everybody, and
No, that's really cool. That's really cool. I'd be proud if my bank account went up. But no, he's doing the right thing with that, and I know he's working hard on hoping that his map can come up again one day. I know we all do.
Oh, yeah.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. I need my Gemworks back.
I know, right?
I just want
to know. It was an adventure for me. It was a hunt, okay? And I'm sorry, but I would not, Niantic, I would not walk my dog where you had some of the best Pokemon, okay? Sorry. I just had to get that out there.
Apparently, you wouldn't even drive your car to some
no,
of those places.
No. Couldn't. Saw something great on the map and was like, I don't think so. Turn it around. But, you know, at least your map tried.
So, Niantic, if you're listening, give us a raid map. Fine, take the fancy Pokemon scanning away, but give us a raid map.
Yes, give us at least a gym map with raids. That way we can have better raid trains than we already have.
You will make more money on passes.
Yes.
I think money is...
kind of the goal.
Yeah.
Always our goal. Well, they're a business.
Makes the world go round.
True.
It's paper, and it rules, and it runs your life. And that's a good note to end on. Leave it up to Monica and the Prosecco. No?
Works for me.
I think we should end.
Yeah, okay. That's not the way to end it, but that's cool. I'm looking forward to it.
No, it ends with this dropkick coming in 3, 2, 1.
Or the airplane. That's usually FedEx, by the way. Paul.
Hi, traffic control. Glad you could drop by.
Because Paul's an IT that contracts and he's...
Now, why can't you tell him not to...
Right, like...
Every single time we do a podcast, it doesn't matter if we're in here or in Collierville, air traffic control destroys us.
It's Collierville mostly, and I know when one plane comes over my car, here comes the next ones. I almost said you guys. He's not air traffic control, but still... Those guys,
they
line up the FedEx planes, and I'm like, there's going to be one every 5 seconds that's going to kill our sound, so just get used to it. But, yeah, no, I learned flight patterns and stuff from my daddy. So once you know one's coming a certain way, the rest will follow. That's the flight pattern that they come in. And FedEx sucks. And it's probably not even FedEx. It's probably ATC.
I also regret to inform you because I know you love getting to the moon. I hope you got one earlier because there are clouds starting to cover the moon.
Yeah, no, I didn't get one earlier. But no, seriously, it's been a lot of fun. And thank you again. And I hate that Chi-Chi couldn't join us, but I hope that he can be on a future one because that would be even more fun.
It'll also be nuts because they'll be like a monkey.
Like this. It's just funny. Here comes in the other plane. See? Anyway, but thank you, Cody, for all of that, as usual, for sharing your knowledge with us. The listeners really do appreciate it because you can't find all that stuff in some articles. You know what I mean? You have that knowledge.
Get hyped!
Did he just say get hyped?
Yes.
I said get hyped.
That's not what he said. I heard it. We're going to listen to it later.
I'm going to take your advice. No, I'm just kidding.
Quit putting words in my mouth, Paul.
You should get hyped, though. You should get hyped for the trading. And fine, get sucked in with the friendship. I hope you can keep your best friend by the time it's over. I love you all.
Love you too, Monica.
Bye.
No, seriously. This has been Pokemon Go News and Tips with Cody and Momo. Special guest, Paul Thompson from Jersey. The Jersey boy himself, who knows Cord of Discord. Okay, cool. Again, hi, Cord. I'd love to have him on the show sometime. That would really be cool to talk about that. So, any other closing words from my smart geek sitting here? I just love...
All geeked out.
Yeah, right? No, I am, because, I mean, it's new, exciting stuff. All right, so I guess that's it. So prepare. You got plenty of time.
Prepare yourself.
They dropped the news earlier for Community Day. And we don't really know when that's coming, the new update, but it's coming because they said it was
coming. It's coming this week, actually.
Just sometime this week.
I am going to guess Friday because the Water Festival ends on Thursday.
Okay, that would make sense.
And so that would give them time after the Water Festival to do the forced update, so everyone that doesn't just update and ask for
they like to drop the new things on Friday anyways.
Yeah, and then that way it gives about a 24-hour window for everyone to get the update once it's forced.
Mm-hmm.
And then come Friday, I would imagine around
3, isn't it?
3 or 4 Eastern is when it will drop. And things will get real.
So prepare your friend list now. And say goodbye. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I can't help it because that is what Niantic has done. And at the end of the day...
Is it Niantic or is it Hudson Soft at this point?
I don't know. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to still getting the spoofers and some stalkings involved. I'm just saying. I'm pointing out the truth. And I just hope... Yeah, right. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong at all. And it's late, and we have talked a lot, and these guys are so tired. And thank you guys for sticking around and dealing with my Prosecco. I'm sorry, dealing with me. And my listeners do appreciate it, as always. So remember, no matter where you are in the world, play Pokemon Go and keep it unreal.
Hype train, all aboard!
Ride that choo-choo and ride it.
Choo-choo.
No, we did
Let's
not.
Go!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.